Its name is quite unique, Kuechubit or Pinch Cake. It is called so as the cooked cake from a pan is taken out with cake tongs by the trader, so it is like pinch. The ingredients of the cake are quite simple. This cake is sweet and delicious. It's really nice to eat with a cup of tea or coffee. It has various shapes. It is small and funny that everybody likes it. However, generally, Kuechubit is round. On the top of it, there are usually sprinkles to make it more beautiful and delicious. Kuechubit is a quite popular snack in Jakarta. This cake is easily found in various parts of the city. However, usually Kuechubit is sold in school areas and traditional markets. It is quite cheap. It costs about 1,000 rupees per piece. It depends on the topping. Kuechubit with cheese is surely more expensive than Kuechubit with sprinkles. You can also order cooked or half-cooked Kuechubit. Both have delicious taste.
Listener, here is quote of the day. No matter how quick a lie spreads, the truth in time will come. A quote from Tan Malaka. Listener, Tan Malaka is an Indonesian hero born in 50 Kota, West Sumatra. He is a figure of important ideas and played a great role in the history of Indonesian struggle for independence. Tan Malaka took various important roles, such as leadership in many organizations and parties. He hates injustice, but cares for the suffering of the laborers. Tan Malaka is a fighter with ideas that inspire many other Indonesian figures. And listener, that's quote of the day.
Voice of Indonesia.
And you're still listening to RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. And as you know, listener, Indonesia has the free health screening program for a lot of Indonesians. And so far, as of March 16, 2025, the Ministry of Health reported that more than 777,000, or the luckiest ever number, has been registering in the free health screening program, which is spread across the country. However, apparently the program is aiming to reach more than 280 million Indonesians with the goal of improving the health quality comprehensively. Reported by antarins.com, the Minister of Health Budi Gunadi Sadikin said that through this program, people can access various health screening services for conditions ranging from heart disease even to mental health issues. And since the program started on February 10, 2025, health screening services to people aged 0 to 6 years and 18 years and above have been provided on the birthdays of the individuals. And starting from July, the program will be expanded to schools targeting children aged 7 until 17 years.
Melihat dia di depanku, dia menjerat hatiku, menatapku tajam.
Ini di dalam darahku, ada getaruku takut terpuruk.
From the top, yeah.
menjerat hatiku, menatapku tajam.
Of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Yeah.
mati semua hitam putih kehidupan. Oh.
Just listen to Neurotic with Sehabis Gelap Hilang Terbitlah Terang Datang, or The Silver Lining Comes After the Dark. And Silver Lining usually comes right after the storm of or even heavy rain. But in Indonesia, especially across Greater Jakarta, we make sure that the rain doesn't fall that hard in the city, because it can cause flooding across the Greater Jakarta. And what we do is the weather modification operation by the Indonesian Air Force and the Meteorology Climatology and Geophysics Agency, and it has been conducting the weather modification operation for 10 days since March 10th, 2025, and apparently will be ending on March 20th. And as we quote from AntaraNews.com, the head of the Indonesian Air Force's Information Service, Marsma Ardi Syahri, said that for the operation, the Indonesian Air Force has deployed two CASA 212 aircraft from Halim Perdana Kusuma Air Force Base, Jakarta, and also the other one is in Hussein Sastra Negara Air Force in Bandung. And there, these aircraft have been deployed to carry salt compounds for dispersal in the sky, which is believed to trigger a reaction that helps reduce rainfall. And Ardi Syahri ensured that the weather control mission will continue to be carried out to the fullest extent until the specified time.
Kenapa kembali ku mengingatmu? Seperti aku bisa merasakan getaran jantung dan langkah kakimu. Kemana ini akan membawaku?
Harus bisa-bisa berlapang dada. Kau harus bisa-bisa ambil hikmahnya. Karena semua
From Indonesia to the world.
Once you step foot on the enchanting island of Bali, you're welcomed by breathtaking landscapes, vibrant culture, and warm hospitality. To ensure you make the most of your Bali adventure, here's a story highlighting the essential of traveling in this tropical paradise. Embrace the local culture. Meet the Balinese people with a warm smile and respect their customs and traditions. Use your best attire, and if you're a woman with a period day, don't go to a temple or other sacred places. Explore the natural beauty. Bali is home to stunning landscapes. Do explore lush rice terraces, pristine beaches, and lush forests. Hike up to Mount Baitar. Prioritize your safety. Don't climb the sacred trees, and get the sunrise you'll never forget. Practice responsible tourism. Support eco-friendly and sustainable practices. Choose accommodations that prioritize environmental conservation and respect local communities. Bali's natural beauty is a treasure. Don't litter on beaches, in forests, or the ocean. Dispose of your trash properly and consider participating in beach cleanup efforts. As you embark on your Bali adventure, remember that responsible tourism ensures that this island paradise remains enchanting for generations to come. Bali welcomes you with open arms. It's up to you to protect its beauty and culture. Bali awaits. Ready to weave its magic into your travel story. Safe travels, and may your journey be filled with wonder and discovery.
Mm-hmm.
You're listening to Isyana Saraswati featuring Ray Putra with Kau Adalah, and after that, a story about Galunggung bring blessing.
Dan dirimu sudah jadi satu di dalam ikatan percaya. Dunia asmaraku, dunia asmaramu, tumbuh makin sempurna. Oh,
as I can bear it, and it is more than just physical attraction. If it's over individual, then we have this spiritual connection. The passion that is always you, the one and only. Baby, you can call me every time you feel you want me, and I'll be there for you. And I know you see, and I love you till the world is falling apart.
Alhamdulillah, setelah kejadian, sekarang Alhamdulillah, after disaster, people surrounding Galunggung can feel the result of their agriculture from their own natural resources. So it is better for blessing and more beneficial. And also the economic standard of society is also better. That was Saifullah testimony, head of Sukajadi Village, Cisayong District, Tasikmalaya Regency, West Java Province. Sukajadi Village is one of the villages which was directly affected by Mount Galunggung eruption. Eruption of volcano, which is 2,167 meters above the sea level, was very phenomenal in 1982. In the history, Mount Galunggung erupted in 1982. The last eruption has type volcanic vertical, like mushroom cloud of atomic bomb, reaching 20 kilometers to the sky, and was followed by pyroclastic burst of the fine dust with shower Bandung, Tasikmalaya, Garut, Cianjur, and another city in radius 100 kilometers. The negative impact of the eruption was felt by most people surrounding Mount Galunggung. They suffered due to the eruption for more than 1 year.
Tasik Utara lah khususnya itu sangat berdampak negatif.
Not Tasikmalaya especially has negative impact. Even several damage and destruction occurred for 1 year. For 1 year, there were no activities in some regions of the district, such as Cisayong, Sukaratu, Padakembang, Lewi Wisari, Singaparna. From 5 districts of 6 districts, its agricultural lands were collapsed for 1 year. Atang Supriyatna, farmer from Sukajadi Village, Cisayong District, Tasikmalaya Regency, told about tense atmosphere when the eruption happened.
Pertama kelihatan mah malam Senin, jam 11 malam, Minggu malam Senin gitu kan. Kelihatan mah ada asap gitu kan.
Earlier on Monday evening, if I was not mistaken, at 11 p.m. on Sunday evening, there was seen smoke. At the time, general election would be conducted. I was at command post. I was on guard. I did not know that the mountain would erupt. Firstly, there was drizzle. So, when I was outside, wow, raining.
Debu itu.
When entering the post, gitu kan. I looked down and it was not wet. It was not water, otherwise dust. In the morning at the post, I came to the village. So from the west, many people over there went down. when he said, "The mountain erupted, the mountain erupted." At the time, it was not yet. To the team, Saifullah completed the bitter story, which was experienced due to the eruption that kept erupting for 1 year.
Awal meletus itu, pertama letusan pertama itu tidak ada letusan, hanya mengeluarkan asap itu hari Senin.
When erupting for the first time, Senin, there was no eruption. Only smoke on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Senin, Selasa, Rabu,
Thursday evening, the big eruption happened.
Senin, Selasa,
so on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, big eruption happened.
Mengeluarkan lahar.
But on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday occurred overflow smoke and lava. There was no eruption. There were only thunder and fiber. If we stored water burn, it happened on Monday until Thursday. Around 18:30 after Maghrib, there was great eruption. It was Thursday evening. Disaster of Mount Galunggung eruption caused disadvantage. Around 1 billion rupiah and stop farmers' activities for 5 years.
Tapi setelah 5 tahun, tahun 87 seolah-olah Galunggung bangkit dan berdampak.
But after 5 years, in 1987, as if Galunggung awake and positive impact on agriculture, also has positive impact on local people's economy at Galunggung region. It could be felt which was provincially collapsed. There was no life, especially for economy. After 5 years, rose up. People under Mount Galunggung slop feel the benefits after the mountain erupted. In 1987, farmers began to reopen their agricultural land. It did not take long time when they realized that their land was more fertile after the eruption. Atang Supriyatna admitted it.
Kalau tanah mah dari dulu juga malah makin bagus kalau sekarang tanahnya itu. Kalau dulu kan rata-rata per hektar di
our agriculture land is more fertile. In the past, 1 hectare land only produced around 4 tons, sometimes 4.5 tons. Today, it is better. Here, the land calculates per plot. So, 100 rice field plots can produce 8 quintals, minimum 7 quintals. If it is calculated, 1 hectare is 700 plots. 7 times 7 equal 49. There is an increase. In the past, it was only 4 tons. Now, it's becoming 49 tons. The structure of the land has been good. Its pH increases. The change of the land structure was explained by Enang Ruspandi, head of Agricultural Counseling Office of Cisayong District, Tasikmalaya Regency. Enang, who works at field in his daily life and give counseling to the farmers, said that Galunggung dust has many elements which are needed by land to increase productivity, either agriculture or vegetable.
Sampai dengan sekarang itu terjadinya fenomena alam. Kalau kita gali lihat daripada kandungan daripada debu galung itu kan ada kandungan yang disebut debu vulkanologi atau unsur-unsur hara yang sangat dibutuhkan.
Until now, natural phenomenon happens. If we dig the content of Galunggung dust, there is vulcanology dust or hara elements which are very needed
sangat
micro element bisnis by plant. One of them is
pertumbuhan tanaman
manganese, V or iron,
magnesium,
sulfur that supports may develop the plant's growth because those micro elements are very needed by plants, even though in small quantity. In this regard, there is impact on the plants. Before Mount Galunggung erupted, I interviewed the farmer that 1 hectare land only produced 5.9 and increased to be 6.3 by applying technology. Galunggung dust does increase not only the quantity for the agriculture product, but also the quality of the product. Even Galunggung rice is well known until abroad.
Sebelum ada Galunggung itu produksinya biasa-biasa aja, tetapi setelah ada Galunggung itu meningkat kualitas beras pun juga membaik.
Beras Galunggung yang diproduksi beras dari air Galunggung itu
before Galunggung erupted, its product was normal. Ya, but
mempunyai harga yang
eruption, the product increase.
Berasnya itu
rice quality is also better.
Saya itu merek
Galunggung rice.
Beras
which is produced from Galunggung
di supermarket
water,
mana tuh ada sebagian beras dari sini.
So that price of the rice
cuma
is quite
orang
satisfying. If you do not believe the brand mark of Cianjur rice at supermarket, most of the product is from here, Sayong. It is good quality of the rice. The soaking rice here from 1 quintal reaches 50 until 60 kilograms.
Normally,
the soaking rice can produce much. If used, fertilizer is suitable and balanced. Quality of the rice of Cisayong Regency received international certification from Institute Marketology Organization or IMO. Organic Food Certification Council is from Swiss and has given certificate to more than 300 farmer groups throughout the world that produce a number of organic plants.
Nah, ada yang kami produksi khususnya dari Cisayong, umumnya karena digabung satu kabupaten.
We produce organic rice especially from Cisayong, generally from 31 regencies. We have exported tons of organic rice and even hundreds of tons. Its name is Gapokan Simpatik, which has been exported to Germany, the United States of America and Swiss. There are three types of rice which are exported. There are red rice, black rice, white rice. Those types of rice are organic. Why can the rice be exported? Because the rice has been certificated by IMO. IMO is an international certification agency, so the rice can be sold abroad. Without certification label, the rice cannot be exported.
Alhamdulillah dengan adanya letusan Galunggung itu fenomena alam.
Alhamdulillah, because of the eruption of Mount Galunggung, the Cisayong villagers enjoy positive impact. The increase of the product is around 5 until 7%. The blessing is felt by the farmers, as told by Atang Supriyatna.
Kan dulu mau akan ada yang kelaparan kan di kita di sini mah nggak ada. Neng mau makan di bapak silahkan.
It is better now. In the past there were people who starved. In the past harvest season was only twice a year. In here harvest is three times a year. Take for example, 100 plots can produce 1 ton. If three times a year, it means 3 tons. In the past, it was only 2 tons. Twice, isn't it?
1 ton, kalau lagi bagus.
Alhamdulillah, it was enough for residents to eat twice or 3 times. Blessing. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah.
Itulah riwayat Galunggung, tapi alhamdulillah setelah kejadian sekarang.
That was history of Galunggung, but alhamdulillah after the event, even residents surrounding Galunggung can feel the agriculture products from their own natural resources sendiri, and bring about more benefit bagus, and the economic standard for residents is better. What was delivered by Safulo, head of Sukajadi Village, reminds us that in life, human beings often face various kinds of unexpected events. Some of them feel sadder, but from those events, the God Almighty appears wisdom, which is worth to be thankful as it is now enjoyed by residents around Mount Galunggung.
Indonesia.
Listener, Indonesian government keeps on showing its serious care for Palestinians. Even the government also continuously supports Palestine by sending humanitarian assistance and many more. Meanwhile, according to the director of the Middle East at Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Ahrul Sani Fathurrahman, politically, Indonesian government supports Palestine in international forums. And Ahrul Sani has also his response related to the serious support of Indonesian government to Palestine.
Last February 26, we already launched the national campaign with the theme of Indonesia for Palestine, solidarity, real action, and new hope. So this launch of the national campaign was on helping more than 33 Indonesian NGOs active in humanitarian assistance. So actually, we already get some information, get some hope. Other Indonesian humanitarian organizations also has their own initiative, such as Basnas. They have initiative to build the Indonesian village in Gaza. And from Mercy, they will also renovate the destruction in Indonesian hospital in North Gaza. So this is in terms of humanitarian assistance, along with the continuous distribution of the emergency humanitarian. But from our side, from the government, politically, of course, we will continue to support the cause of Palestinian in all forum that we have access, bilaterally, multilaterally, and also with cooperation with many stakeholders under the UN, such as the UN OCHA or UNRWA. And bilaterally, we will also plan for the Palestinians to provide them the capacity building program, economic development program, and also collaborative.
And for more details, you can listen again to the VOA talk titled Building Hope in Gaza, available on our YouTube channel, VOA Official.
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
jatuh cinta kepadamu. Saat pertama bertemu dalamkah aku terlalu mencintai dirimu yang tak mungkin mencintai aku. Aku langsung jatuh cinta kepadamu, cinta pada pandangan pertama yang, cinta yang bisa merubah jalan hidupku jadi lebih berarti. Langsung jatuh cinta kepadamu, cinta pada pandangan pertama yang, cinta yang bisa merubah jalan hidupku jadi lebih berarti.
Here's the news. President Prabowo Subianto has urged all stakeholders to contribute to the development of Indonesian football, emphasizing the nation's ambition to qualify for the FIFA World Cup. President Prabowo declared that Indonesia must qualify for the World Cup during the inauguration of 17 newly renovated stadiums across various regions at Gelora Delta Stadium in Sidoarjo, East Java, on Monday. Reported by RRI.co.id, the head of state highlighted football as a symbol of pride and identity for modern nations, reflecting both physical and mental strength. Indonesian Central Bureau of Statistics, BPS or Statistics Indonesia, has reported a significant increase in date imports as Idul Fitri holiday approaches. the head of statistics in Indonesia, Amalia Adiningar Widyasanti, in a statement in Jakarta on Monday, reported that the date imports in February 2025 reached 16,470 tons, valued at $18.09 million. And according to Amalia, the date imports to the country have steadily risen over the past 5 months. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Today's edition of Music Corner presents a keroncong song entitled Hidupku Sepi Tanpamu or My Life is Lonely Without You by Ayu Sakti, accompanied by New Normal Keroncong.
The song created by Aris and popularized by the new Cyclone Music Group was released as a single in 2012. The song describes a person's complicated and conflicted feelings. She loves someone but also feels hurt by his presence. There is a feeling of wanting to forget and go away. But at the same time, there is a realization that life feels lonely without him. Well, listener, here's the keroncong version of Hidupku Sepi Tanpamu by Ayu Sakti featuring New Normal Keroncong. Happy listening.